What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A scrattly beep, boop, beep, bop, a diddly ding dong.
Yeah.
Oh,
funny,
baby.
Funny voice is always there in the in event of an emergency.
I got a 9 from Jason.
I honestly think that was my favorite one you've ever done. And here's why. Peeling back the curtain, Spitwads. Andrew Holloway is a wreck. He is a wreck right now. He had no sleep. He had a little sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
At lunchtime.
Until
I slammed the door. I was gone for lunch. I come back.
He burst in like a rhino.
I didn't expect someone sleeping in our lunchroom.
That's fair.
What did you do to the door?
I just walked in. I left the door behind me to just shut on its own. And then I was too far in when I saw there was a man sleeping in the room to go back and catch the door.
So you let the door... Door.
I let the door
let door. The door.
Okay. This is an automatic shutting door, and so then all of a sudden, so I stop.
But to me,
I stop. I pause.
That was like a bomb drop.
And I look over, and there's a man sleeping with his back to me on the couch, and I go, "Oh, I wonder if I could get the door." And then the door shuts, and Andy gets shocked awake.
Like, oh man!
Did you just make the sound effect for a closing door, the word door?
No, onomatopoeia, baby.
He said, "Bador."
But my point here is...
Yeah, no, that's...
Andy is half awake. He took a smelling salt right before this show and then realized, I've got the scat.
Yeah. Yeah, and I my brain went to, do I have a funny voice?
See?
Mike knows my crutches. Welcome in. Would you rather?
We all have the same crutch.
Yeah, they're the same crutch.
I'm like, can I borrow those real quick?
Would you rather? What's the difference? And we are drafting. I think what will be we've debated some of these things before. We are drafting things to not cheap out on. I mean, there are times. I mean, we've got Al Borland. Nobody likes to save a buck more than Al Borland, other than maybe Papa Josh.
Oh, Papa Josh.
Papa Josh definitely saves more bucks than Al.
But they both like to save a few bucks. Al's just willing to gamble those bucks he saved away. But some things you can save money on, and it's great. But some things, it's better to spend up, and that's what we're drafting today. All right. You can find us at SpitballersPod over on Twitter, spitballerspod.com. And you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Would you rather?
Jacob from the website, would you rather never be able to ride in a car that you aren't driving?
I feel like that was a really complicated way of asking that.
Uh-huh.
How would you simplify that?
Would you rather, would you rather never? So would you rather have to be a passenger only or a driver only?
That is the question.
He
put it this way. Never be able to ride in a car that you aren't driving or never be able to drive again.
But Mike, you really made that. Can you say that again, Mike, so that I understand the question?
Would you rather always be the driver or always be the passenger?
I would rather always be the driver. I am a bit of... I like to be in control.
Sure.
And... It, it guarantees the best person's driving.
And the truth shall set you free. That is called, I don't trust y'all. That's what that's called.
I also have a history, like I used to get really car sick growing up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I realized when I drive, I never get car sick.
Well, right. But I'm not talking about your preference to drive. I'm talking about your statement that it ensures the best driver is driving.
That was more of a what we call a joke.
Now
we don't do that here.
I will highlight the negatives. If you go out of town and you call up an Uber, you're going to have to say, "Sir,
can I drive it?
Can you scoot over?"
I think what you do
I'm going to handle this.
I think you rent a car. At that point, you just
not. I understand that, but if like you're in a place. Renting a car is not always going to be the correct decision to make.
This would also mean that you could never go anywhere alone if you're always a passenger, ever.
Now, was it cars? Like, can I go on a subway or do I have to take over?
You can use public transportation.
Yeah, this is just a car.
Okay. All right.
For me, this is really, really easy.
I'm going to drive this bus.
For me, this is pretty easy.
Yeah, we know what Jason's answer is.
He wants to be driven around.
You're darn right I do. You're darn right I do. Do you know how much more productivity I could have? Do you know how much more sleep I could have? Do you know how much more Bejeweled Blitz I could play? Like, it doesn't matter. I'm gaining time. I don't have to worry about nothing.
You're telling me you're not Bejeweled Blitzing on the road?
I am not Bejeweled Blitzing.
Okay, good
on
for
road.
You. Good.
I try.
So you can't
to
secretly go through McDonald's drive-thrus anymore.
No, but my chauffeur, I will be forced to take me there. And guess who doesn't have to order the stupid, dumb, long Starbucks orders anymore? Me, because I'm not in the driver's window.
So Jason Hurton says, would you rather be the driver or would you rather be...
Have a chauffeur.
Have a chauffeur and be infinitely treated by my butler.
The point of you no longer have the ordering responsibility from drive-thru.
It's pretty
big. I had not considered that because that is... Maybe I'm just, it's me, and I'm internalizing it all. That stresses me out so much, man.
Dude, I am with you.
Because you have your kids back there, and I'm like, hey, what do you want?
Oh, that is high stress.
And, what do you want? I'm in the middle of my order.
And then you get the call through. Was that going to be it? No, it's not at all. Just hold on. Can you ask them if they have this? You're like, oh, my God, tell me. Please just tell me what you want to eat.
By the end of that. I am just murder screaming at my children. What is your order?
So this is a normal thing.
Oh, this
oh,
is
Oh, yeah,
day.
This is...
Because I've never wanted to throw my kids from the car more than when I am mid-order and they're trying to correct me. They've already told me the thing they wanted. And then if I order the thing they want, then they're trying to correct the order while I tell them.
Oh, no. Never mind. I want something different. Yeah. You get what I ordered. I have literally...
It's the worst.
...stopped before a drive-through, done the... the get out of the driver's side car, switch places with my wife.
What?
I'm like, I ain't doing this order. It's always for a coffee line because I don't know the macchiato, frappe,
I will take a venti mocha chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I'm stressed out.
You
by
should
that.
Make her hand you a card with it written on there.
Oh, but then you got to read it.
Oh,
still.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm.
Oh, yeah.
Bail
well,
out.
I just forgot about reading.
Yeah, the whole car will be like, can we go to Starbucks? Can we go to what's the
get some Starbucks?
Dutch Brothers?
Yeah, Dutch Brothers.
Oh, so you're the people in line at Dutch Brothers.
Well, everyone's the people in line at Dutch Brothers when I get in a line. But my point is, I hate that so much that they'll ask, "Can we go?" and I'll say, "So long as I can get out." Like I'm not doing that. So I will get out and, you know, make someone else order.
Is this accepted now? Like your kids just they know that
Know that usually I'm just going to say no. Can we go to Starbucks? No.
Because of the ordering.
Do they 100% because of the ordering.
Has anyone volunteered, said, hey, Dad, can we go to Starbucks? I will order.
They have not done that yet. That would be clutch. But I don't know that I would trust them because I would also be stressed. Let's say we pull up I go to the rear passenger window and I roll it down and they start ordering and then they get confused or they make a mistake. I'm going to be way more stressed than if I'm doing it.
I wish there was some easier way to make all of that work with a car full of people.
There is. You just order on apps now, and then you pull up and you get what was pre-ordered.
Mike, what's your final answer there?
Oh, we are very similar, Andy, that I like to drive. I get motion sick. Do you drive
most of the time?
Oh, I drive 99% of the
time. I'm a 99er.
And it's
for sure.
And I like... A lot of the time, I enjoy driving. Obviously, you know, traffic, there's times on road trips where you don't want to be the driver currently, but for the most part, I think it's an enjoyable experience.
I agree, and the only time I want to be driven is if I'm in a foreign city that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I just prefer, you know, like if I went to New York, just drive me around New York.
I would never want to drive in New York. I've seen those monsters.
All right, this question comes in from Poopy McPoopface.
Wow, that's very mature.
Your vacation is about to be ruined by some bad Mexican food.
Okay.
Would you rather have a day of bubble guts and toilet sprints on your airplane travel day or on the beach?
That is,
I mean, that's easy.
That is no question.
That's the beach.
That is the beach.
Okay.
I mean, for one, you could dive in the water in an emergency.
That's where conversation was going there immediately, and I was going to ask.
But number two, I could just skip the beach day and be in the bathroom.
Number two.
Yeah.
Has either of you had to make the boom boom in the ocean?
The number two boom? The number deuce?
Yeah.
Whoa, no. Yeah.
Let me answer it this way. Of course not.
I've never done it.
Oh, you said it like you've done it.
No, I'm asking like if I had a situation and I were on the beach and I knew the bathroom was a certain distance away, I'm curious. I'm curious, can you even do it?
I couldn't do it. Will your
body allow it to happen?
No, I know for a fact my body will let me pee. I know that, and I love that. If this is ocean, and we're not talking pools
that's
or water
even,
parks.
That's even hard.
It can be.
It
yes.
can like it. It's weird.
I've perfected it.
To let your body go.
There's a jump start that has to happen. Mm-hmm. But once the machine's flowing, you're like, yeah. This is where I'm meant to be.
I'm a fish. I'm like you. I live here.
As the fish scream.
But the number two. First of all, the only way that works if that's coming out as a number one. You know what I mean? Like this has to be
it's a number three.
This has to be a liquid number two because you can't just you got pants on, right? You're
not taking your pants down to poop?
Yes, you would have to take them down and you'd have to go in far enough to where that wasn't a tide risk.
Well, but there's a huge problem.
Snorkelers.
There's a huge problem. You come in close enough. There's a big problem, you know, if you're too close. I don't think I need to say which problem that is.
Right.
You know, little privacy issues.
Yeah.
But you go too far. Can you imagine trying to do this if you can't stand? you're trying to swim. Oh, float.
You got to go
on your back trying to.
Oh, dude, that would
be one out.
Like if someone told you that I have to do that in 10 minutes for $1 million. And I had to go. I still don't know if I could get my body to do it.
If they waited until if you could sit on the beach as long as you needed until it's like
the point of no return.
I got to take a dump.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a dump right now. I can't even hold on to this any longer. And they say, okay, now you have 10 minutes to go out into the ocean and take that dump. I don't think that ever comes out of me. I just don't
just
think my
body
would.
The moment you get out of the water.
Yes. For sure. And you're going to want to see that sound effect on YouTube. Please go.
Basically, you're like, come out of the water, Jason. No.
No.
I will never come out of this ocean. Can I detour us
to a different beach story real quick?
Oh, sure.
I mean, it is the Spitballers podcast, right? For some reason, you reminded me of something I just saw, and it blew my mind. Everybody, it would be good for Is This Real Life, but I'm blowing it right now because I have to tell this story. There's a video. Have you seen this video of the guy digging the hole on the beach?
No.
I think I know what you're... Is it a sculpture? Is it a sand sculpture of some sort?
No.
All right.
This is a hole that he digs in the beach.
Okay.
And it is, I would say it's about, what would you say, 3 feet across by 3 feet, you know, 3 foot circle?
I was
going to
say six.
Okay, maybe a little, yeah, it's a little bigger.
That's a big hole.
It's a big hole. It's a big circular hole.
How deep?
I want to say it's 5 feet.
What?
5 feet deep.
Okay, so this guy was there for a week.
Yeah,
and there's video of him with the like tools, and he's digging it out, and it's a perfect circle-ish. I mean, close to a perfect circle.
Right.
And then there's all this buildup around it because he had to dig out. You know, when you dig a hole, you have to take the stuff out. It's like
Andy likes this story.
So there's all this video of him making this, and then they cut to a news clip. And this you've seen this, Al.
I have, yeah.
They cut to a news clip. And there's this local news channel that has determined that this hole was created by a meteor.
Oh, no.
And they have a meteor expert out on the beach.
Is this a joke?
No.
He's holding the rock
and
that
they
claim
they're holding
this.
A rock that they
what?
Found they down at the bottom because the guy put a rock in the bottom of the hole.
Oh, okay.
And there's a meteor. They bring in some local meteorologist or whatever you call them, meteorologists or... No.
That's the weather people.
Yeah. A local...
meteor expert.
Yeah. And that guy's given all these... Well, this is obviously the flat part of the rock that hit the ground.
Oh,
and this
God.
Is obviously the part that blew...
But this rock is barely bigger than a softball.
It's
this
just
huge hole.
All made up because you saw the video earlier. I mean, I did. Of
oh my goodness.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is.
And there's this whole news story that's like
there is something
and
so,
people taking pictures with the rock on the beach, like other people.
So humiliating about watching someone lie when you know it's a lie. You know, you are aware of the truth, and then you see someone making it up.
It feels so bad.
I want a turtle shirt. I want to hide. I want to just fold myself inside out because I'm like, you dummy.
Yeah, it take the time to look it up. It's humiliating. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
So what was the question?
I think what we decided is we're all going.
Oh, we're going in the ocean still. Yeah. Because
being on a plane with that is horrifically nightmarish.
That is
what if
literally,
you can't get in?
Literally outside of a plane crash, which is
maybe preferred.
Maybe. I mean, but outside of a plane crash, that's the worst thing that could possibly happen on a plane.
Speaking of videos, I had seen a video recently, and I just had to confirm remembering it correctly. There was a viral video of on an airplane. There was a man who was waiting for his girlfriend to come out of the bathroom, and he was going to propose.
Right out of the bathroom?
Well, I mean, like, they're setting it up.
I got the spot.
And so
it was the one chance for her to get away where she wasn't around.
I don't know. But so people are video recording it, and she had the bubble guts.
Oh,
and
you could hear it?
And you can
yes.
You can hear
so it. Their wedding proposal video is just
yeah. So,
oh, man.
So, yeah. He's,
did he follow through with the proposal?
You'll have to watch the movie.
All right. We're moving on. Isaac from Patreon. Would you rather make your bed from a pile of shoes? What? Would you rather make your bed? Oh, make it from a pile of shoes to sleep on. make your bed.
I'm
going to
cover up in these shoes.
Or from a pile of hardcover books. You have an unlimited number of shoes or books to make said bed from. In addition, you get one comforter, but no sheets or pillows.
So the
bed is going to be made.
The mattress is made out of
shoes or books.
It's got to be shoes.
It's got to be books.
I see both sides, and I understand why you would say that, because the shoes, there are comfortable parts of a shoe, but the problem is the other parts are rubber, and they like don't feel good to have your body like scraping again.
But you're gonna have.
You told me to go sleep on a table.
Oh, no sheets. Okay,
I could do it. I'm not comfortable.
Right.
This isn't where I want to make my bed. But if you said sleep on that table, I could fall asleep on a table. If you gave me a bed, a mattress, a bed, and you just put a bunch of junk on it, I don't know, like let's say a bunch of shoes.
Well, no, I mean.
And then you said fall asleep on this lumpy pile of hard spots. How do you sleep?
I would hope it would be like a ball pit. Like it says you have an unlimited number of shoes, so I would try to build up enough shoes to where it's like a beanbag ball pit, like absorb my body.
I feel like if you take enough.
What kind of shoes are these?
Converse Chucks. So
smart. That's actually really smart.
So the old soft canvas-y.
Floppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the bottoms are rubber. I mean,
they are, but if you put them all rubber down, you know.
You would have to.
You'll be all right.
You'd have to put them a certain way.
Yeah, if you arrange it away, I think that you can work it out.
Do you get to pick your shoes in this?
So you get lumps or support?
No.
You don't get to pick a pile of shoes.
Is it just random shoes?
Yep.
I was going to say, I had a loophole there, man. Those little footy shoes that are just soft
everywhere. Okay, well then, if you can't pick your shoes, then you can't pick your books, which
that's
means
right.
that you're not going
to... They're not even.
It will not be a flat like a table.
Oh, I could make it even. I mean...
You cannot.
Absolutely, I could.
Oh, then I could make it even with the shoes.
No, but you... But hold on. But you actually can't. One of these things are a bunch of flat objects that stack like bricks, and one of these are shoes.
There's no... If it's all random books, there's no way you are going to have a plot of mattress the size of your body that's not... With ridges. So not only is it not flat, you're going to have like hard ridges stabbing in you in the back.
You have an unlimited number of shoes books to make said bed from. I can find books that fit together. Because
I doubt it.
Here's a cool thing. I am 100% sure that all of my books are rectangles. All of them.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm good. I'm going to be able to shape that together.
I don't know.
You got a couple kids' books in there that are die cut, but otherwise.
Yeah.
I won't use those. I get to pick my books.
You know, you don't get to pick your book. It could be only children's books.
So final answer shoe, final answer books.
Yeah, give me the shoes.
I think I'm going to be more consistent. I can lift up. You can make a little book pillow, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you can make a shoe pillow too.
Not as easily. Yeah, I'm going books. Noah from the website, would you rather have a medium-sized built-in swimming pool with no bells and whistles? Diving board, slide, water features, et cetera. So you don't get that stuff.
Okay.
Or a state-of-the-art hot tub.
This is... Our answers are going to be different because we're old. Like,
I agree. If you were a kid, there's no way you're picking a hot tub.
Yeah, if you're a kid, it's the pool because
an above-ground circle pool you have blast
Yeah, when you're a kid, you transport to different worlds while you're in the pool.
Agreed.
If my question is, do I want an incredible swimming pool with all of the things or a state-of-the-art hot tub, I'm probably still taking the hot tub.
For real?
Dude, a hot tub, oh, man. Tub at night?
The problem is
it's the greatest thing in the world.
Like, let's say you've got a slide on your swimming pool.
Yeah.
That's fun for like
at
three
your age,
slides.
Yeah, like how many times are you going down that slide before you're like, man, I wish I didn't pay $62,000 for that slide.
I mean, I will say that, you know, my former house, we had a pool with the big grotto and the slide, uh-huh. and I would use a slide. Yeah, you're right, like five or six times in the course of 2 years.
Yeah,
but I use that grotto. I mean, we jump off the
jumping. That's where it's
jumping
at.
Jumping is awesome.
There should be more jumping pools.
Yeah, well, 100%, because they don't make diving pools like they used to. And when I say that, I mean, they just don't make them anymore. It's like all pools.
Is it because I got to go down too far in the earth?
No, it's because of insurance and injuries.
I would love a cliff pool. Like, it's a pool, but on the side, there's like it's like one of those hanging walls that leans out over and you climb up and you can just fall down in the pool.
Your homeowner's insurance is going to be pretty pricey.
A buddy of mine, he has...
I'll pay for any damages.
He has a house that he rented, but it was like one of those 1950s, 1960s houses. And I went swimming in his pool. And man, when I jumped in the deep end and you're doing the move of, okay, I'm going to go down to the bottom, spring out. I mean, as people do when they jump into a pool, I just kept going down and going, I'm like, where is the floor of this pool?
Started to get desperate.
Yeah, and it was like,
I'm free diving.
This is incredible. And they don't make pools like this.
And you've got to get there. You've got to get to the bottom. Otherwise,
your head is hurting. You're getting the pressure in your ears.
But it's one of those things where it's like, it will take you three times as long to swim up from no bottom than to go deeper and be able to jump.
Yeah. But it was I don't know how deep. It must be 15 feet deep. I mean, like
it's a dream.
It was so awesome to be able to jump into a pool or just be swimming in the pool. Like when I know I'm about 6'6", and there's not very many pools where it's like.
You can't just walk the whole pool.
I can tread water. Like I'm always afraid of kicking the ground.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, they need to make we need to start a pool company. And make, like, lake pools.
Yeah, I'm into that.
All right. We ready to move on?
Sure.
What's the difference between me and you? Me and you. What's the difference between a puppet, a marionette, and a dummy?
Well, dummies aren't smart. That's for sure.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
That's what you come to the Spitballers Comedy Podcast for, ladies and gentlemen.
A dummy a dummy does not have strings, right?
A dummy has no strings.
This is a dummy is like
only used for
ventriloquism.
No, I think a dummy is not. So, like a puppet, you're gonna put a hand in it.
Yeah.
A marionette, you're gonna have the strings. You're gonna be above it. And a dummy is just like a doll.
Stick your hand up a dummy.
No, you don't.
You ever seen a ventriloquist before?
Yeah, that's how you make them talk.
That's a puppet. That's a puppet. That's not a dummy.
No, that's a dummy.
It's called a ventriloquist dummy.
A dummy has like full body parts. Your hand, it's not like a sock where you're going in up at the bottom.
Here's highway to spell for you. Ventriloquist.
Dude, did you hear how quick I bailed out of the word?
I can't even say it because
it's literally, they're literally called ventriloquist dummies.
Yeah, they're dummies.
That's what they are.
No,
but they have,
and
they,
you stick your hand right up it.
They have limbs though, where I feel like a puppet, maybe they have arms, but you're going, it's like a sock. You're going in from the bottom and then, and, but that's it.
So, okay, hold
but
on.
But a marionette, so, you never insert your
a marionette
hand,
is
correct.
A marionette's easy. It's the strings. This is you
it's
know,
Pinocchio before uh-huh. he's a real boy.
Marionette's easy.
Yeah, well, everyone knows what a marionette is. We don't even need that here. The real question is, what is the difference between a puppet and a dummy? Now, Mike is making the assertion that a dummy has full limbs. A puppet does not. Like, a puppet doesn't have a bottom half.
Correct.
And a dummy.
You need a puppet theater for a puppet.
A ventriloquist dummy, oftentimes they move the limbs with a stick held by the ventriloquist.
Yeah, but it's not strings from the top.
It's right, not right. like you just put your hands into the arms like a puppet and right. then use your
thumb that, and your pinky.
Yeah, they have longer arms if you're a dummy.
So we're talking, this is about body parts.
I
do not want to use a dummy as
I don't think you move the
puppeteer.
Mouth of a dummy.
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Yeah. Yes. With your hand.
You
with your
don't
hand.
Think the
yeah.
ventriloquist yeah. Yeah. moves the dummy's mouth?
But no
it's
one.
I can cast the dummy's voice into my mouth.
Watch this. Doesn't it look like I'm talking?
Not the dummy. It's a backwards.
A backwards ventriloquist. The dummy just makes me talk.
Yes.
And I'm so yes. good at it, guys. I'm so good. It really looks like I'm the one speaking.
So realistic.
I've trained for years.
Puppets are smaller than dummies. That's what I would say.
Yeah, they are for sure. But they also like...
Did you ever like get into puppets or puppeteering or anything like that?
I did not.
Not me neither. No, I really didn't. But yeah, they seemed really cool as a kid. Like we had less entertainment when we were young. So puppet shows seemed cool.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You take a sock and put some buttons on it.
Well, I didn't mean in my house, like watching them.
Oh.
Like
oh,
watching
wow.
the pro, watching the pros.
No, I've never.
You ever gone and seen the pros?
No.
No.
Me neither.
Even like the big names, I don't know who the, I think there's one big name.
What,
like,
Jim Henson?
No, neither one of those. No, I'm talking about like a stand-up comedian. And they're who does like ventriloquist.
Yes, there is one. Yeah.
Yeah, there is one guy. That guy sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've just never found any like, puppeteering or ventriloquism funny.
But I mean, that was Sesame Street. That was all puppets. That's what Jim Henson's Sesame Street is.
Those are puppets.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Those are all puppets.
So, like, Big Bird is considered a puppet.
No, Big Bird's got limbs. I've seen Big Bird's legs.
That's more like a costume.
That's a mascot.
Yeah. Well, it's a costume because your whole body has to go in there.
For Big Bird, yes.
Yeah.
For Grouch, no.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, Oscar the Grouch is a puppet.
Yeah, he's a puppet because he doesn't have a bottom half.
Exactly.
But okay. but isn't Grover considered a puppet?
Does he have a bottom half?
Yeah.
Oh,
then he's a dummy.
Oh, he's a marionette.
No, he doesn't have strings.
Yeah, they do.
But not from the top.
From the bottom, the sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sticks are dummies. Strings are marionettes.
Yeah, Grover must be a dummy.
Mm. Well, he was pretty stupid.
What's the difference between frosting and icing?
Okay, whoa, man, we're bringing out the hard ones today.
Uh-oh.
The difference between frosting, there's a T in that word, frosting, frosting and icing.
I don't think frosting can ever be inside of something. Frosting has to be over the top of it, whereas icing can't, you know, you can get cake
layered,
with icing.
Layered cake.
Icing layers. You don't have frosting layers, do you?
Think
about what frost means in the world.
It's it's something's covered.
Yeah, it's like
When you take like a chocolate cake and then you have like strawberry frosting because mm-hmm. the whole cake is now red,
right?
Yeah.
Because it's covered in frosting, not strawberry icing.
I mean, but if you take that cake and you cut it in half, you put two together and you put a layer in the middle, and it's the exact same.
Flavor?
Not material.
You took the same bowl.
The exact same. You take the frosting. You take the frosting you're using on the outside, and you put it on the in-between.
Can I be honest
with
you?
Is that icing in between?
Can I be honest? What? I think they're the same. I think they're the exact same. I don't think there's a difference. I think
we're
this
supposed
is like,
to know everything.
I think this is like some people probably in certain states say frosting, and some people say icing.
So you're telling me
It's like Coke and pop.
Well, those are sort of the same thing. Coke is just a brand version of pop. So is icing a brand version?
No, not in the Midwest. They just call them all a Coke.
Yes, I know they interchange the word. But so a cake that's covered in the frosting, like we established that, then what would you call it if you put something on the rim?
I had to cheat.
You did?
I had to cheat. Okay. I had to know. And we're here for the people, and we need
to... Did we get it right?
No, you guys are totally wrong.
Well, cheat for the people.
I'm still just asking questions.
Okay. But yeah, I'm cheating for the people. I'm a man of
go ahead.
Of the people. Now seeing it, it makes complete sense. Frosting is the spreadable, like, you know, it's thick, it's whipped.
So it's on the cake.
Yeah, it's on the cake.
That's frosting.
Icing is basically that's when you'd think about like a honey bun or something.
It's dripped honey, onto it?
Yeah, like
that's
ice.
Glaze.
It's drizzled?
So the term frosting is generally thicker and fluffier than icing, which is thinner and tends to spread more quickly.
So what is
harden when dry?
What is glaze?
Like icing hardens.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, so icing, you ever make the little sugar cookies and then put the icing on top of them and that hardens?
Yeah.
And so it's like a crispy bite.
Like an animal cracker?
No.
Or like, not the animal, I'm sorry, the circus ones?
No.
No?
Still no.
No. Oh. I'm talking about, you never made like a sugar cookie and then put icing on them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I put frosting on a sugar cookie.
That's a good time.
That is the
frosting
is better than icing.
Is better than icing. Let's make sure
frosting
that's clear.
Frosting is better than icing. And I will say this.
But that
one thing I have never seen done before, and it seems like low-hanging fruit, why aren't we doing it? Let's put some icing on whatever we're making, whatever baked good. And then let's put some frosting once that hardens. Let's have frosting on top of the icing.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. People in their cars gave me an amen.
Yeah, they did. What is the difference between a snicker, a chuckle, and a giggle?
Okay. Giggles are... higher pitched.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
No,
that's not a giggle.
That's not a giggle.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
That's a not a giggle either.
That's not a giggle?
that's
a cackle.
That's a cackle.
Which wasn't even in here.
No.
Yeah. A snicker has to be at the expense of something, right?
I feel like...
You can't snicker at something that's not negative.
I feel like it's real short. Okay. But that was too high pitched. That was a giggle.
No, I completely agree with Andy here that a snicker has to be...
You can't just snicker. You have to snicker at something.
Yeah, there's not a funny joke and you give it a snicker.
No.
That doesn't happen.
No. You snicker at Mike falling down the stairs.
Yeah,
so then
exactly.
Why do they call it a snickerdoodle?
That's a totally different debate.
Okay.
Let's get
all right,
back
I'm sorry.
The icing. Don't distract us.
Sorry.
A snicker, a chuckle, and a giggle. The snicker is at something. The chuckle is brief.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. A giggle lasts longer than a
chuckle. And a giggle is not controllable. You don't choose to giggle.
Right.
A giggle comes from within.
That's why when I'm trying to giggle and when Mike's trying to giggle, we can't giggle.
Yeah, that's why I never sounded like a giggle.
Yeah, because it's not... giggles
it's not
are
authentic.
So real.
Now, if I tickled you, you could
giggle.
You'd giggle.
Now, are we sure a chuckle is not like a laugh with your mouth closed?
I think you could chuckle with your mouth open. A chuckle's like a ha, 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 ha. It's real short.
Yeah, it is. It's a short, like, maybe patronizing one of Jason's jokes, we would chuckle.
Huh. Yeah,
like if
what's that?
We
that
might
was a chuckle.
Ooh, that was not even all the way there, I don't think. You have to have two of those.
You got
to
have two.
That's a chuckle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because there's...
And what was the other one you brought up, just while we're at it?
A cackle.
Oh, a cackle.
Cackle has an evil intent.
Yeah. Oftentimes, and I believe this, villains will snicker and cackle.
Yeah.
That's some of their favorite types of laughter.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. What is the difference between a living room, a family room, and a den?
A den?
This has been one of the more complicated things in my life, the living room, family room thing.
The living room, the family, and the den.
The den is...
For the record, two-thirds of us here were licensed realtors.
Yeah.
So we have your answers.
You do.
To me...
They're just buried deep down inside.
To me, when I picture a den, it is a smaller room. It may have no doors or double doors.
No closet.
That open. And there's no closet.
Right.
It's not a bedroom. And oftentimes the double doors are open all the time. You could sometimes close the doors to the den. But sometimes there's just no doors, and sometimes it's just an archway.
I can agree with that.
And sometimes you sit at a desk in a den.
A living room, that's
I know my answer.
Here's my answer. A living room, that's where most of the hanging out goes. Like that's where your television is. That's where your couch is. Now, a family room looks identical to the living room, but you're not allowed in it.
That's right. And there's no TV.
And there
there's no TV in a family room.
I think sometimes there can be, but often,
only if it's unused. You can't it can't be plugged into something. Like no cable service, no streaming service. It's not connected to internet.
Can you use it for Thanksgiving?
The family room?
To sit
and talk.
Only adults.
Right.
Only adults, because there's probably a white couch in there.
Fancy pillows.
That only adults are allowed to sit on.
Does it have a cover?
Not on Thanksgiving. You take it off once a year. You say, look at
this. The rest of the year,
it's
a plastic clear cover.
Yeah, because the whole room is sometimes sectioned off.
Well, because that's where, you live in the other room.
Right.
This is not a room to live in.
Your living room is definitely...
This is room for the family to be sometimes.
Your living room is your TV room. Your family room is, look, I have a house big enough to have an unused room. That's what it is.
Is that the true success? Is how many rooms you don't use in life?
But
I don't think so.
But it's not an enclosed room, but it has to be very visible and very in the way that you're not allowed to use it. Like I had a friend's house,
like in the middle of like where you're walking in.
Yes, I had a friend's house or a friend and I went over to their house when we were young, and we were headed to their room, and I took a step, to go forward into the house. They went, no one's allowed to walk
through
there.
Take a different path?
Yeah. So they had a room, they had not a closed room, but an area, and you were not allowed to walk through it. And I thought, oh, this must be their family room.
Right. Yeah. Because no family is allowed.
It's really only family. He was not part of the family.
It's named ironically.
It is. All right. Moving on.
The Spitballers Draft.
Today we are drafting things to not cheap out on. And I'm very pleased to have the number one pick.
Yeah, of course, because there is a clear and obvious 101.
It's ironic because the number one deals with number two, baby, because we're talking about toilet paper with the 101. Yeah. Toilet paper is the greatest thing to not cheap out on. In the world.
I really hope. Like, I knew. We were talking about this before the show. I was telling you there's a 101, a clear 101. I said that you would get it because, we never know. And I just hoped that you'd let it pass by. But that is the 101. I mean, if there is a product.
You pay a price.
If there is a product where I'm going to travel somewhere and where I arrive doesn't have a good enough version of the product I want, they're providing it. They're going to say, hey, you know what? This is on us. I'm going to say, no, you keep that crap. I'm bringing my own toilet paper. That's just how valuable the Gap is. Because I know myself and Andy, if we go on a vacation, we're bringing that ultra soft.
I brought an extra roll for you, knowing you might have forgotten one.
You're a kind man.
Yeah. So toilet paper is my answer, Mike. You are on the clock.
It is a good answer.
Oh, you know what we should have done to build our list?
What's that?
We should have just gone and asked Papa Josh, how do you like saving money? How do you save money?
That's because true. He's a single-ply guy.
He's a single-ply monster. You don't call that a guy.
Yeah.
No guys buy single-ply. The only monsters.
I've got one word for you. Callous.
Where do they even sell? Yeah. Where do they sell one-ply? I feel like he's got to go to...
Yeah, you have to go steal that from a porta-potty.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you were up.
So, I used to be cheap on this product.
Okay.
And...
Things have changed.
Things have changed. We've been in the podcast game for quite some time. You get sponsors that come and go, and sometimes the sponsor will send you some of what they're selling because, we want you to be able to talk about it authentically.
And they don't make you pay for it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It would have been drafted by me, brother.
And since. This article of clothing has touched my body.
Yeah,
I have completely changed my outlook,
and
it is underpants.
100,000%.
So far we have two picks, and both of them touch the same body
part. Yes, that is true, but
they're important gentle body parts.
We are coddling our undercarriages, gentlemen.
And I will say this, I cannot tell you the underpants because they are no longer sponsoring the podcast.
Yeah.
So they don't get a free plug.
No, no, no. Pay up.
But if you find them, oh my goodness gracious!
Like, it is.
It has changed. Like, you're less grumpy when you have good, comfortable underpants.
Let me tell.
I'm serious. Look,
could they step in for the one ply? Like, would they be able to?
Look, in an emergency,
yeah.
If I had to tear these up and use them, of course I could because they're baby soft.
Since we are no longer active sponsors, and we're not naming the sponsor, and
we're very
positive towards the sponsor,
yeah.
Let me tell a story. When we first received said product and we looked up, I don't even think we had received the product yet, but we received the sponsorship.
Yeah.
They're going to send us some product. And we look up this website. And we go, oh my goodness, great. $35 for a single pair of underwear?
Yeah.
Who's buying this?
Yes.
I've got 20 of these now. This is my life. I will not ever buy anything less than these amazing underpants.
He liquidated his 529s.
I have found other ways in my life to save money to make sure that there is a surplus that handles my underpants
to make sure
budget.
Your hiney is feeling finey.
We teach kids in school to invest, to save and invest.
In yourself.
This is investing in yourself. Money well spent.
Toilet paper and underwear, Jason.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
All right. Well, I've got one. To me, there were three. There were the big three. And you got the big two. Now I'm going internal. Okay.
You guys
are going with what happens on the outside. Well, look, you're dealing with the body parts on the outside. I'm dealing with the body parts on the inside. I'm talking about the tum-tum. And here's where I don't want to cheap out. Sushi. I'm not eating some cheap, old, nasty, raw fish. I want nice sushi. I want to eat that sliver of salmon, and I want to go, that's sushi great. If you're a sushi eater, and you've had, like, cheap sushi, gas station sushi. Sometimes you
frosting.
Can't even swallow.
That's a band name.
It
right
is
there.
As hard to eat as it is to say. So that's my next one up is sushi.
Okay.
And now I have never used this next one, Mike. I know you have, but if I were to use one of these,
dang it.
Things.
Dang it.
What?
I don't know if it'll be the same as yours, as what you think.
I'm baffled.
But if I were to get one,
I am not
getting a cheap tattoo artist.
Oh, yeah, that was
this,
it.
This is a permanent marking on my body.
It's not on my list, but you are so correct.
Yeah cheap tattoo is on my list.
Are you a famous tattoo artist for how good you are? Okay. I mean, to trust
someone. No regrets, man.
No regrets.
No regrets.
I don't need a budget pick permanently marked on my body that, you know, is just going to look
awful. It was
going to
be my next pick. It's a great pick.
It's a good pick, and it is. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you can't afford to get a tattoo, because tattoos are from a good artist, they are expensive. If you can't afford it, just wait. Do not force the issue and say, no, I found this person. Who they'll do it for this price.
That's not the area you
do
want to
not do,
do
it. All right, so then I will go. That will take me to my next pick. Do not try to find budget surgery.
Oh no! Oh no!
And, like,
cheap, cheap surgeons.
There's all sorts of ways you can do that. Like some people do the trips to out of the country is like, well, I got to go do this because it's going to save me money. And then there are surgeries that you just don't want to mess around. Like if you're getting an eye surgery, I'd be willing to pay up.
Yeah. Like LASIK or something.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
Take care of it. It's if it goes wrong, you're not going to be happy that you saved a few bucks.
You might not even get to fight about it. All right.
Where is that scalpel? I mean, you hear about that. Like, that's insane
where
tools are left. This happens where a tool used for surgery is sewn back up in the body.
Yeah, that's bad. Although, is that good?
I don't think so. I don't think it's good.
You can sue them for all they got. And they probably don't have that much.
You make it.
All right.
Now, I feel like if I'm a doctor and I stitch a scalpel up into someone's belly or whatever, and they come to me, They're like, no, Doc, I'm telling you, there's something wrong. And I go, okay, I'm going to have a look. I'm going to open you up. I'm going to pull that scalpel up and say, there was nothing wrong. It was everything.
This is the tool I was using.
Everything was A-okay. You let me know if you're feeling better in a couple days. Because I think I have a hunch. Call it a hunch.
Yeah, I don't.
Doctor's hunch.
I'm sure you don't just go reopen someone up because they say it feels wrong. I'll bet you take an MRI, take an X-ray, and then you look at that X-ray and you go,
no, you look at that.
My scalpel under.
You push that up on the X-ray display thing, and then you put your hand over that part.
Yeah, it's
and
all
you go, yeah,
good.
Looking pretty good. Maybe we can get in there and just take a look around.
The X-rays. It's not conclusive. I'm gonna need a better look.
Yeah. All right. So you went with surgeon. Unfortunately, tattoo and surgeon were my next two picks. So you guys did very well. I have toilet paper. I'm gonna follow it up with something I drink it every day. And I look, it's the best part of waking up is not Folgers in your cup. I'm going with coffee.
Take that, Folgers.
And I don't think you've got to spend way up on coffee. You just have to not try to cheap out on coffee, which is the point of the draft. So I think coffee's up there. And then I'm going to go with Boy.
Ooh.
I'm having a hard time because there's a few that I almost want to talk about them. But I'm going to go with a little bit of a left field one here. Because I have met enough people, business owners, to know the biggest mistake that they make. And I'm going to say you don't cheap out on employees.
Oh.
I don't think you cheap out on employees. Because
I love it.
I think you got to pay a little bit more to get a better employee. And that's going to be...
Time out.
Yeah.
Employees, earmuffs.
Yeah. Earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Okay, continue, Andy.
But yeah, I mean, if you... I know enough people that are like... they run electrician or plumbing companies or HVAC companies, and they can't find workers because they're not willing to pay. They're not willing to pay enough money to get a good person to do the job. So they end up training the same brand new person 57 times a year. So I think employees are something not to cheap out.
It is a fair answer, yeah.
Do not quote me on that.
I've seen some business and they're like, we can't get people to work for us. I'm like, well, what are you offering? They're like, well, yeah.
Of course they should want to work for me.
Of course they're not going to work for that. What are you doing? Okay,
You got underwear and surgeons.
Yes, and I have no idea what's on Jason's list, but I still have to feel like I'm playing the game. And I'm going to go... It's kind of right along there with having the good underpants. Bed sheets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes,
honestly,
sir.
That one came out of a sponsor, too.
Yep.
We were sent some bed sheets. This is the stuff you don't know. If no one sends you stuff that you would never spend the money on,
mm-hmm.
and you don't pay for it, and then you go, oh, this world exists.
There are certain...
This is a weird show.
There are certain things...
We're here to be honest with people.
There are certain things in life that seem so exorbitant, so costly, and they aren't always worth it. You know, like I've seen like a couch. It's like that couch is $20,000.
Right.
It's not not that good. It's... I sat on it. It's like, this is a nice couch. I can get that one for $2,000. That doesn't make the difference. You look at $35 underwear and you're like, that is crazy.
Yes, because proportionally, because there's you can get like a full 10 pack of underwear for like $5 or $5 to $10.
The problem is with sheets, if you spend more money on the sheet, like the pair that we got sent, the sheets we got sent, they're still the same quality today as they were 3 years ago. Whereas if you buy cheap sheets, they get all pilly and you throw them out and you buy cheap sheets 20 times in the same amount of time.
Yep. So I'm telling you, once you find a pair of bed sheets that if you look at the price, I can't pay this for bed sheets. I can get, give yourself permission to go in one time and then strap those bad boys on and see how you sleep.
Look, we're going away from just.
And do you sleep in your underwear, Mike?
I do.
Oh, boy, it's a combo.
I mean, you're just living. All your skin is protected.
L-I-V-I-N.
We're going from
the bed sheets are made out of the same underwear material. It's just one material Mike likes.
It probably is.
He makes his own bed sheets. He just buys more of the underwear, sews them together.
Sews them together.
So I feel like we're going from, funny truths, like the tattoo artist, right? to just truths, to just like, this is just good advice, people. So I'm like the bed sheets, and I'm gonna go with one where I stopped finally, and this is recent, which I think will surprise you guys, because you know I'm always like, I want the fancier item or whatever. It was just finally recently, and this wasn't even a money thing. This was a, I'm so doggone sick of replacing them things. Batteries. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
If you buy cheap batteries, yes. You know what you're buying on Tuesday
more
and
batteries.
Thursday and Saturday? More batteries.
Yeah.
Cheap batteries.
I'm for it.
They don't last. They are.
I've always bought the cheap batteries.
Oh, stop
dude.
Do yourself a favor and gain time back in your life. Time is money, Andy.
Because you're not replacing them.
You're not replacing them.
And you're not. It also. Okay, guys, we can have this conversation.
All right, keep it quiet.
What are you supposed to do with dead batteries?
Chuck them over the neighbor's yard.
Does anyone know?
Sorry. Oh, wait. Is this, okay, so
I'm pretty sure they're not supposed to go in the garbage.
If they're, let me tell
which
you.
Which I've never done.
No.
But
if they're not supposed to go in the garbage.
What am I supposed to do with dead batteries?
So this is,
Don't you feed them to turtles?
If they're not supposed to go in the garbage, because I honestly don't know. I don't know.
I definitely don't think they're supposed to go in the garbage.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never done that.
Of course, we.
I have
never.
Not. I have not.
Al?
Yeah.
Let's get the man on.
I have not
on.
Thrown away 100,000 batteries in the garbage. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either. But yeah, our community has like recycling events
like
where you're supposed to put them in a container and then bring them in. They do it every like quarterly.
You save the dead batteries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're not supposed to put them
it's
in
like
the garbage.
It's like motor oil and stuff. You don't throw motor oil.
And like paint.
What?
No, you're not.
I would never. Paint? Are you serious?
Yeah, you're not like if you have a
cans of paint.
What?
I mean, look, everyone listening, we don't throw any of this in the garbage. We don't throw any of this in the garbage. We take care of it responsibly.
It's ridiculous that
we would never.
There are all these, we're so environmentally friendly.
Super care about this stuff.
There's all these like rules, but when do they tell you the rules?
Apparently on the Spitballers Comedy Podcast, because this is new information for me.
I thought paint was just fine in there, is what someone said to me once.
I'm telling you because I don't know. I think you're not supposed
to. Well, I certainly know a car.
If you're going to do it with paint, just take the lid off, leave it outside for a few days,
dry.
Let it all dry up, then you're fine.
Okay. I have done one responsible thing for sure, which is never throwing a car battery into a trash can.
Nice.
Those I know to take Jason's face.
I agree.
Oh, no.
This is, I'm
a car
I'm
battery you can take in and they'll take them from you.
Okay, good. Good.
I bet
good.
The car battery people will take the regular batteries too.
What if the car battery people just throw it in the trash?
Yeah, they just go, whoop, up
over the shoulder.
That concerned citizen feels better about themselves. Yeah. Now I'll take care of this.
We've got special trashes. They go to this special yard.
Yeah, I need to like Google what I'm not supposed to throw away because I never learned these things.
Jason, you have to draft.
I just did them
batteries.
Naturally.
Yeah.
I have to draft something?
Yeah, you have a final pick. You have sushi, tattoos, batteries, and then you're not going to cheap out on what else?
Okay. So I've got two real practical ones here. Trying to decide which one. One of them I think is more important for the people. But I'm not going to pick that one. I'll share that on the free agent list after we're done. I'm going to pick the one that angers myself. If our home has a cheap version of this, I get so frustrated because they are not made the same. This is another one of those products where the difference between a cheap one and a nice one actually is different. Very, very different. It's very similar to toilet paper, except it doesn't go on your bum. It's just paper towels.
Oh,
rolls of paper towels. If you buy cheap paper towels, you are pushing water around. You are just...
Or you're using four times as many.
100%.
The commercials are right about that.
They are super right. Look, they're not a sponsor, but Bounty, you're doing good work. I'm giving you a free shout out because your product is great. It's the quicker
picker-upper.
Picker-upper. I mean, I get so angry when we get off-brand garbage. It's
just like a squeegee.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't do its job.
I won't draft it because I don't want to just repeat the same type of things, but Kleenex is the same way.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you don't get a real Kleenex.
Say goodbye to your nose.
I mean, Puffs, they're doing their best. But other than those two, that's just like, I don't know, steel wool blowing my nose into. All right, paper towels, good pick. Mike, your final selection.
All right. I'm going to go, we'll go with the PSA type of a thing. When you're trying to figure out where in your life you're going to save money, do not do it here. Presents for your spouse.
Oh, smart.
Make sure.
Smart.
Look, sometimes it's not even just the item. Sometimes they need to know that, like, I financially care.
Yeah. I got you a Louis Vuitton purse. It's really nice.
Louis Vuitton?
Yeah.
Has anybody ever tried to, like, give the cheap gift and then say, now I saved us a lot of money here?
Yeah, see, that's...
That doesn't work.
Like, there's going to be spouses out there that they will. They will appreciate that. But for the most part...
That's not where you want to cut corners.
Yeah, be willing to pay a little bit more than you're comfortable with.
Well, then I'll close it out with, I have toilet paper, coffee, and employees, and I'm going to close it out with a criminal lawyer.
Oh, my goodness. That's a home run pick. Oh, my gosh. That's the 101. That is the best. Amen, Ian.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if I'm going, if I'm being charged with something, I'm not going cheap.
I no, have thought about...
I'll figure out how to pay for it later.
I mean, like... And it's
I'll
not,
commit another crime.
No.
So you can pay for the lawyer.
You don't have to commit the crime. Sometimes people are wrongfully accused of a crime. If I am wrongfully accused of a crime, I don't want to be found guilty for it. I think about that all the time. Like, the difference in lawyers are enormous. You get a bad lawyer, and it's like they're just going to cut a deal. You're like, oh, but I didn't do it. But yeah, but they can find you guilty. You know,
it's a better thing to do.
Just, you know, it'll go off your record, blah, 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 blah.
How often do you think about this?
No, I'm just, every couple hours, I'm always, you know, really, really worried about getting away with all these crimes. But, like, no, the reason that I think about it is because, you know, we're in the sports world and you see celebrities and athletes and they always get away with the, you know, whatever they're doing because they have these crazy expensive lawyers, and you just think to yourself, like, if I was in that situation, pay it all. Take my entire bank account. Just, you know what I mean?
Like, your freedom is worth
Yes, it's worth all. Like, you know, it's like we were joking at lunch the other day about electric companies and about how if they were not regulated and they could just come to you and be like, we decided to change our pricing. We want half whatever your salary is.
Just show us your pay stub and we'll take half.
You would be like, okay.
Yeah.
I have to have power.
Yeah,
power. And so that's what, like, the lawyer to me, that is a brilliant, that was not on my list. That is a brilliant pick. Don't cheap out on criminal lawyers.
No, don't. And some final considerations, some honorable mentions to throw out there. You said sheets, so I didn't want to say mattress, but mattress is definitely on the list.
Pillows.
Yeah. Helmets of all kind. I imagine you just...
That's
I just
a good
think,
one.
Figure any helmets you probably want to spend normal money
for. Protective gear.
I would say safety devices.
Yeah. Anything safety. Like, any safety things.
Car
seats? Oh.
Child care.
Child car seats.
Yeah. I saw on a list, like, babysitters.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You want a quality person... I've got haircuts. That was the one. Was like pay for a good salon. Yeah.
I'd rather get a haircut less often.
Yeah.
From a good haircut.
Absolutely. Paint. Have you guys used cheap paint?
Oh, cheap paint's bad.
Yeah, 20 coat that thing.
Yeah.
You pay five times as much for expensive paint, but that's one coat.
Okay. All right. Got anything else, Mike?
No, that's good.
What did we learn today?
Nothing when it comes to throwing stuff away.
Yeah, because we already knew all of those.
Right.
Yeah, I knew about
the rules.
The rules about garbaging batteries.
Pooping in the ocean is impossible.
Ooh, you did learn that, didn't you?
The biggest thing I learned, which is the only thing I didn't actually know coming into the show, because we usually pretty much know everything, is what icing is, and it's hardening, non-spreadable,
frosting.
Delicious sugar. Yeah, hardening frosting.
That is it for today's episode of the Spitballers Pod. Thanks for joining us. Back with another episode next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.